In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the only true and living God. Amen. You may be seated. What a great privilege for a pastor to baptize a little one or a big one. But as I said, parents will never give their children a greater gift than baptism. Though they give them money, though they're with them their whole lives, and I've always said, or recently said, that I truly believe that God gives us children so that we'll always have something to pray for. And I truly believe that. But parents will never give their child a greater gift than the gift of baptism. And so the sermon text this morning on Matthew 25, the parable of the 10 virgins. Prepared, but not ready. A teenage girl was readying herself for prom night. Her dress was new and perfect. She wore the corsage from her boyfriend. She thought about how 2 hours from now, the limo would arrive with her friends inside. Her boyfriend would ring the doorbell, and they would go to the prom. She had been so excited for a couple of days that she hardly slept. In fact, she didn't sleep any last night. So when Mom and Dad left the house for their special anniversary night out, she busied herself by putting on her dress and by fixing her hair. She had an hour left before her boyfriend was due, so she lay her head back on her favorite pillow on her bed. She was still asleep when her boyfriend rang the doorbell repeatedly. She finally awoke, answered the door, and asked her boyfriend to wait while she freshened up. She began to try to make herself presentable. 45 minutes later, she was ready to go. The limo with her friends in it had departed long ago, so they began the hour-long walk to the prom hall. She wanted to call Mom and Dad, but refused to spoil their special 25th anniversary night out. And when she and her boyfriend arrived at the hotel and the doorman asked for their prom invitation, she realized that in the confusion, she had left the invitation at home. The doorman did not know them and wouldn't let them in. They began the long walk back to her house. By the time they returned to the prom, it would be over. Her parents wouldn't be home till midnight. She had missed her high school prom. What happened? She had made extensive preparations, but was not ready. When the time for the prom came, how can one be prepared but not ready for such an important event? Prepared but not ready. Our Lord Jesus Christ tells us in our gospel text that the kingdom of God is like 10 young ladies who are anticipating the coming of the bridegroom to begin the wedding feast. As the story ends, 5 of the young women are denied entrance to the wedding feast and are told by the bridegroom, "Truly, I say to you, I do not know you." Jesus ends this story by saying that we should watch, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour. What happened? All 10 of these young women had made preparations. They were like bridesmaids. They weren't brides. They were like bridesmaids. They had their wedding clothes on and their lamps by their side, but 5 of them had no oil to produce light, to light their way over the dark, unlighted paths to the wedding feast. They were prepared, but they were not ready. Is it possible for those who are prepared for the Lord's coming to not be ready for His coming? Just as the young ladies had to be prepared and ready, we also must be prepared and ready. We too must have an ample supply of oil for our lamps. So I'm sure that you're asking yourselves by now, what in the world is this oil that Jesus and this old pastor are talking about? What is the oil that we must have, and where do we get it? I mean, some of you say, my Uncle Hans was a Lutheran pastor in Frankenmuth, Michigan, which is real Lutheran country. And great-grandfather Dietrich was a professor at the Lutheran Seminary in St. Louis, the Mecca of all LCMS Lutherans. And you might point out that you have been an LCMS Lutheran all of your life, born and raised an LCMS Lutheran. You went to Lutheran day school, grade school, high school. You attended one of our Concordia colleges and even considered being a pastor or deaconess. Now you have money in LCEF and do lots of churchy things. You might try to insert these things into your lamp and use them for light so that Jesus can identify you as his. But we should point out that these things can't produce the light that the lamp needs to burn brightly. So what is this oil, and where do we get it? We could look at many passages, but let's go first to Mark 16:16, where Jesus says, he who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. The thing that is necessary for salvation in this statement from Jesus is faith. Faith. Unless one believes, he can't be saved. So the crucial issue is belief. Faith in Christ as our Savior. This is the light that our Savior seeks. The light of faith. Our lamps must be trimmed and full of the oil of faith. God gives us the oil that produces the light of faith by His Holy Spirit. And this oil of faith comes only from God's Word, from Holy Scripture. Holy Scripture is the source of God's revelation of His Son to us, and the fountain of oil for our faith. Only God's Word can supply the oil of faith in Christ as our Savior. Many today turn their backs on God's Word as the fountain that supplies oil that lightens our faith. Many people attempt to borrow from others the oil for their lamps, meaning they refer to Uncle Hans or great-grandfather Dietrich. But each person must work out his faith in fear and trembling. It is only by faith in the promises of God given to us in Holy Scripture, in the Word and in the sacraments, that we will have sufficient light so that the holy angels of our Lord Jesus will be able to identify us when He sends them out to gather His people when He comes again. At the time of Christ's coming, the only things that will matter is that Christ will know you and claim you as His. Will Christ know you by your faith in Him? Will Christ know you and claim you as His, as one who has feared and loved and trusted in God above all things? Will Christ know you as one who has loved his neighbor? I pray that Christ will know you on that last day when He sends His holy angels out to gather those whom the Father has given to Him. I pray that the light of your faith will burn brightly. Live by faith in God's Word. Live by faith in God's sacraments. God's Word and sacraments are the oil that light your faith. That way, you will be prepared. And that way, you will be ready. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.